Winter in the Mountains, Owners of the Summits. We are now passing through the Rothigalgo Massif, Cabañeros Park's highest mountains. We find a large outcrop of quartzite rock, from where hang small torrents caused by the winter streams, originating in these summits and in some cases creating waterfalls of great beauty. The sun rose a couple of hours ago, and the wind doesn't stop whipping against these naked cliffs. This cold February morning comes with a bright and clear sky that offers some splendid views of some lesser-known landscapes in the park. Look at the scene's left side. Along with some junipers, there is a group of Iberian wild goats. It's easy to tell apart the two males from the female due to their impressive antlers. It's still not easy to see it, but the female is pregnant. If all goes well, the new baby goat will be born in May. The males are two young specimens which have been playing for a while. Half playing, half training, their instinct leads them to imitate the adult's behavior in fights that often take place during the mating season, to decide which one will mate with the greater number of females. One of them has found a higher position among the rocks, and it is about to stand on his hind legs to pounce on his opponent. The dry and strong sound of the antlers clashing against each other is repeated by the echo in the silence of these mountains, showing the violence of these terrible blows. Within minutes, one of these males will accept defeat and will run away from this place to look for new clashes against other males. This will be the last training for these two males. In a few months, they will have reached full sexual maturity, and at the end of the year, they'll put into practice everything they've learned in these games. Look now at the right side of the scene, where in the foreground, two exceptional animals stand out. First, a superb male deer specimen seems to pose in front of us. We've laid our eyes on him far from the vegetation protection and remain alert, watching our movements. His antlers are about to fall off at the end of the winter season. It's common to see them wandering alone in these mountains, because the males only join the females in the mating season, when the famous deer bellow happens. A little further to the right, the most majestic bird in the Iberian Peninsula skies flies over, a golden eagle. With her wings spread out and still, she seems to rest on an invisible current of air that lifts her up gently between the cliffs of these mountains. Her powerful and elegant flight technique allows her to keep control of her actions, even with the strongest headwind. It's a female whose partner must not be far away. They are very territorial, especially during the mating season. They have built a nest on a close cliff, taking advantage of a hollow on the vertical wall of that cliff. Look now a little bit further down, where there's also a small community of birds on that same cliff. Although they don't sing much in winter, some trills resound in the silence of these summits. To those most common birds from these places, such as the Alpine Accentor and the Black Redstart, a small flock of common chaffinches and a lonely European robin have joined them, being more usual in wooded and lower heights. In order to identify them, well, I'm going to tell you exactly where they are. From left to right, you can see a pair of colorful Alpine Accentors who are more used to the cold in these summits. Further to the left, there is a Black Redstart that stays still on a rocky ledge. One of his favorite perches from where he can spend hours waiting to watch impassively for the next meal. the sonorous and metallic trills of a European robin and three common chaffinches intermingle, creating a small hullabaloo not common in Rothigalgo. If you want to know more about the wildlife that inhabits this park's mountains, get closer to the screens that are next to the scene and enjoy the activities that we suggest. With the interactive Who's Who, you'll be able to get more information about the different scenes and species represented in this room. The game Who Lives There will allow you to know the different ecosystems that are in Cabañeros Park according to the altitude and which species inhabit them. And here, in the Rothigalgo Massif, at 1,148 meters above sea level, on the highest point of Toledo Mountains, we conclude the first part of our tour through this Cabañeros National Park's Visitors Center. We have witnessed the different changes that occur throughout the four seasons over 365 days, a series of transformations and events that, although very often we are not aware of them, they happen every year, but this time you have seen it with your own eyes. We've seen how this annual cycle began last spring when the storks started to arrive in the park, and the cranes, which had spent the winter in Cabañeros Park, started on their journey northward. Everything starts all over again. Everything will happen again in the coming months because nature is in a constant cyclical movement, since it has always been like that. I hope you have enjoyed this part of the visit and have found my company useful. I'll be waiting in the following rooms.